最近大家都在关注一件事儿。
Recently, everyone has been paying attention to one thing.
国际奢侈品牌 LV 啊，起诉茉莉奶白。这个事儿大家一直在闹得沸沸扬扬的。
对，
The international luxury brand LV is suing Moji Nei over this matter, which has been widely discussed.
这些舆论这些一边倒的在骂 LV。
In addition, the public opinion is overwhelmingly criticizing LV.
对对对，最
Yes.
最近这个 LV 告这个茉莉奶白商标侵权事件呢，在
The recent LV trademark infringement case involving the Jasmine White brand.
网上确实很火。
It's really popular online.
一帮带节奏的营销号这会儿又出来了，又。
After a bunch of marketing influencers who are just good at creating hype,
开始各种民族大义
starting to have nationalistic sentiments again,
全是情绪
that's all emotions,
没有一点儿对这个事件的客观陈述和深度思考。那
there is no objective statement and in-depth thinking about this event.
咱们呢，还是老规矩，不。
So, we stick to the old rules.
带节奏不
Without rhythm.
带情绪的说一下这个事儿。
Please state the following matter neutrally.
首先呢，咱先说一下这个茉莉奶白被罚冤不冤。
First, let's talk about the fact that in the world of Jormungandr, there is no need to make statements.
直接说答案。
Let's just say the answer directly. We are in a hurry.
这听着很反常是吧？
This sounds a bit strange.
别急。
Don't be impatient.
听我慢慢给您解析。
I'm going to analyze it slowly.
现在很多人呢，从那些带节奏的营销号听到的是。
Nowadays, many people are getting information from those marketing influencers who create content with a rhythm.
那个四叶花图案呢，是我们唐代就有的，叫宝相花图案。
The four-leaf clover pattern is one that has been around since the Tang Dynasty, called treasure elephant flower pattern.
那是我们的东西。
That's ours.
为什么 LV 注册了能用？
White LV is registered and can be used.
我们自己就不能用了呢？
Can't we use it ourselves?
咱们还是先说个背景知识哈。
Let's start by explaining the background knowledge first.
这个宝相花图案啊
This lotus flower pattern
其实并不是自然界中真实存在的。
In fact, it doesn't exist in nature.
某种花
Some flowers.
它是一种理想化的装饰纹样。
It is an idealized decorative pattern.
也叫保鲜花或者宝莲。
Also known as preserved flowers or lotus flowers.
花，它是魏晋南北朝时期，所以。
It was during the Wei, Jin, and Southern dynasties period of Chinese history.
这佛教传入的，但。
Along with the introduction of Buddhism.
当时呢是以莲花纹为主。
But at that time, it was mainly in lotus script.
后来到了隋唐时期。
Later, during the Sui and Tang dynasties,
随着丝绸之路的繁盛。
With the flourishing of the Silk Road,
他又吸收了西域的忍冬纹和石榴纹。
He also absorbed the nomadic patterns of Western regions, such as the snow lotus and pomegranate flower.
最后形成了现在的这个图案。
Finally, the current pattern was formed.
而且它也不止一种图案。
Moreover, it is not just one pattern.
有很多种图案。
There are many patterns.
所以你看，这个纹样本身呢。
So, when you look at this pattern,
它就是文化融合的产物。
It is a product of cultural fusion.
是中华民族文化包容的体现。
It is a reflection of the cultural inclusiveness of the Chinese nation.
可现在这个事件呢
Now, this event,
却把它变成了文化攻击的工具。
However, it has been turned into a tool for cultural representation.
这是多么的讽刺。
How ironic.
而且如果你非要较真儿。
But if you insist on being pedantic.
那这个图案是以来自古印度。
So, this pattern comes from ancient India.
现今尼泊尔地区佛教图样为基础。
Based on the Buddhist motifs in the present-day Nepal region.
又融合了西域。
Also integrated with the West.
现在阿拉伯国家的图案。
Now, the patterns of Arab countries.
再结合本土纹样而形成的。那你说这几个地区的国家是不是也都要有版权呢？
Considering the incorporation of local patterns, do these countries in those regions also need to have copyright protection?
那些带节奏的营销号不就爱较这个真吗？
Are those marketing accounts that promote business deals not better than this one?
较了半天，
tried for a while,
发现这个图案也没那么老祖宗了吧？
I didn't expect this pattern to be so old.
说了半天把自己给绕进去了吧。
You've been rambling on and on, haven't you?
实际上啊，很多普通人对商标法就不怎么懂。
Actually, many ordinary people don't understand trademark law.
很容易被那些营销号忽悠。
It's easy to be misled by marketing influencers.
举个例子。
For example.
比如苹果。
For example, Apple.
这个是自然界本来就有的东西。
This is something that exists naturally in nature.
那为什么苹果公司注册了这个商标以后？
Why did Apple register this trademark after?
我们就不能用了呢？
Can't use it anymore.
啊，因为商标法保护的不是苹果这个词本身。
Because the trademark law protects the word Apple itself.
而是苹果这个词的商标和图案跟电脑、手机之间的对应关系。
Instead, it's the trademark and logo of Apple that correspond to computers and mobile phones.
同理 ，LV 保护的也不是宝相花这个纹饰，宝相花任何人都可以用。
Empathy LV is not protecting the pattern of Bayaxia flower, which can be used by anyone.
没人不让你用。
No one is stopping you.
它保护的也是经过专属设计之后的图案，跟 LV 箱包鞋帽建立的对应关系的。
The pattern he protects is also a design that corresponds to the LV bags, shoes, and hats.
具体化的商标及产品。
Specific trademarks and products.
还有网友抖机灵，发张人民币宝相花图案的照片，问 LV 敢不敢告。
Some netizens posted a photo of the Bayaxia pattern on RMB and asked, can LV afford to fight?
那人民币是商品吗？
Is the renminbi a commodity?
那是货币，就单一的宝相花图案，厕所都能用。
That's a single, beautiful flower pattern that can be used in both currency and toilets.
你想怎么用就怎么用。
You can use it however you want.
跟茉莉奶白那是一回事吗？
Is it the same as jasmine white?
所以很多人啊，就是跟着瞎起哄。
So many people just followed the crowd and started rumors.
那有人说了 ,LV 不是箱包鞋帽吗？
Some people say that LV is only for bags, shoes, and hats.
茉莉奶白是卖奶茶的。
Jasmine Milk is a milk tea shop.
这俩产品也没关系啊。
These two products are fine.
他怎么告诉你的呢？
How did he tell you?
这就要说到茉莉奶白为什么输得不冤了。
This is where the question of why Jasmine Milk loses comes up.
根据国家知识产权局公开的信息显示。
According to information disclosed by the State Intellectual Property Office,
茉莉奶白曾多次在餐饮广告类别中申请四叶花卉图案商标。
Jolly Milk has repeatedly applied for the trademark of the four-leaf flower pattern in the food advertising category.
但多次均被驳回。
However, it was repeatedly rejected.
理由是茉莉奶白提交的黑色四叶花图案与国际知名奢侈品牌路易威登的经典老花图案高度相似。
The reason is that the black four-leaf flower pattern submitted by Jolie Bai resembles the classic old floral pattern of Louis Vuitton, a well-known luxury brand.
再强调一下，茉莉奶白的黑色四叶花商标是被咱们的官方多次驳回的。
I want to reiterate that the black four-leaf clover trademark of Jasmine White was repeatedly rejected by our official.
也就是说
That is to say,
官方明确告诉你
The official statement clearly states that
这图案你不许用
You are not allowed to use this pattern
而且 LV 也没有一上来就告他
And LV didn't tell them beforehand
LV 在2024年曾两次向茉莉奶白发出律师函件
However, in 2024, they twice sent legal letters to Mrs. Jasmine. Warning.
要求停止使用相似商标。
Request to cease using a trademark-like term.
但茉莉奶白对这些事儿都置若罔闻。
But Jolie nary dismissed all these matters.
不仅没有放弃这个图案。
Not only did they not give up on the pattern,
反而将这个图案作为核心标识铺满全国2000多家门店是
Instead, the company will use a malicious labeling method to mark over 2,000 stores in China.
甚至海外门店从门头到
Even overseas stores didn't open their doors.
包装
Release
无处不在
Everywhere.
而且还在社交平台上使用了评价路易
In addition, it also used the review platform on social media.
李维登奶茶的宣传话术，这种刻意蹭大牌的操作。
Uiter's milk is a malicious brand operation.
在法律上被称为恶意主观和攀附商誉。
In legal terms, it is referred to as malicious subject matter and advertising trademark.
也就是说，茉莉奶茶在明目张胆的违法。
In other words, Jasmine Milk Tea is a way for Mingwu Dan Dan to play.
说实话
Honestly,
如果你宣传宝相花奶茶，没人管你。
If you say that Baixiang Milk Tea is not something to be concerned about,
你爱怎么用
How do you like to use it?
怎么用
How to use it?
也没有任何问题。
There are no problems.
现在用宝相花图案做的商品多了去了 ,LV 也没告啊。
Nowadays, there are many products featuring the Baixiang flower pattern. LV hasn't taken any legal action against it either.
可你不仅使用了未经批准的注册商标
,But you also used an unauthorized trademark.
还宣传是平价路易威登奶茶。
Counter-propaganda review of Louis Vuitton's milk tea.
啊，你这就不光是恶意蹭 LV 了。
This isn't just about seeking recognition from big brands.
你这也是跟国家知识产权局对着干啊。
Are you also fighting against the National Intellectual Property Administration?
知识产权保护法。
Intellectual Property Protection Law.
商标法
Trademark law
你就这么不当回事吗你
Are you not taking it seriously?
你的商标在申请的时候被
When applying for your trademark
官方多次驳回你
Rejected multiple times by the official
依然使用那
You are still using
那你到底是在跟谁对着干啊
Who are you fighting with?
驳回了你
Rejected
你都敢用那
You dare.
那叫知识产权法。
That's intellectual property law.
商标法还有什么意义呢
?What is the significance of trademark law?
如果他这样做都不受到处罚
,If they do this and are not punished,
那不就乱套了吗
?Isn't that a bit too much?
比如小米这个品牌按照无良营销号的思路
For example, Desire Romy brand, following the approach of unscrupulous marketing influencers.
大家就可以随便用了。
Everyone can use it freely.
我管你是卖手机还是卖汽车。
I don't care whether you're selling phones or cars.
小米是中华饮食文化的瑰宝。
Desire Romy is a treasure of Chinese cuisine.
我们春秋战国时期就开始吃了。
We started eating it during the spring and autumn and warring states periods.
那凭什么你公司注册了？
Why did your company get registered?
我们就不能用呢？
We can't use it anymore.
平价小米冰激凌，高价
cheap Xiaomi ice cream at high prices.
小米蛋糕，这牌子想怎么用就怎么用。
Xiaomi cake, you can use it however you want.
这样可以吗？
Is this okay?
那不就乱套了吗？
Isn't that a mess?
所以茉莉奶白败诉一点都不冤。
Therefore, Jasmine's loss is not unjust.
另外
In addition,
茉莉奶白败诉还有一个原因。
One reason for Jasmine Milk's defeat is that
就是因为 LV 有我国的驰名商标认证。
Because LV has the famous trademark of China certification.
这点呢就比较专业了。
This is quite professional.
咱们就不展开说了。
Let's not go into details.
简单理解就是驰名商标认证的品牌。
In simple terms, it refers to brands that have been certified by well-known trademarks.
受到法律保护会更加宽泛和严格。
Will be more broadly and strictly protected by law.
目前我国获得驰名商标认证的国外品牌呢
？What well-known foreign brands have obtained the famous trademark certification in China currently?
有98个 LV.
There are 98 LV.
就是其中之一。
One of them.
那为什么茉莉奶白明知道这么？
Why did Jasmine know that, but still did it?
但有问题。
There are problems.
还要继续这么干呢？不。
Are you going to keep doing that?
就是因为奶茶行业太卷了吗？
It's because the bubble tea industry is too competitive, right?
想学人家蜜雪冰城，做性价比。
I want to learn how to make affordable ice cream like Miss Hay ice cream.
搞薄利多销模式。
Implement a low price, high volume strategy.
那起码得需要几万家店才能玩得起来。
It would probably require tens of thousands of stores to be playable.
想搞口味创新。
To achieve reputation innovation.
就你这行业，哪有什么技术含量？
What kind of technical content is there in your industry?
你今天创出个爆款口味，不出三天。
You will create a viral flavor in 3 days.
所有对手品牌就全都有了。
All the competitors have been identified.
再有就是搞品牌溢价。
The other is to create brand premium.
让消费者觉得你这个牌子高级，愿意多花钱。
Make consumers feel that your brand is high-end and willing to spend more money.
那么如何快速提升品牌的高级感呢？
So, how can I quickly improve the brand's sense of sophistication?
最简单最有效的方法就是联名奢侈品牌。
The simplest and most effective way is to collaborate with luxury brands.
在心理学里有一个锚定。
In psychology, there is a concept called anchoring.
效应就是当人们在先看到高端产品。
The key is to first expose people to high-end products.
在看到类似的低端产品的时候。
Seeing similar low-end products again.
后者的价值判断就会不自觉地往上。
The value judgment of the latter will unconsciously rise.
所以联名奢侈品就是非常有效的提升品牌高级感的方式。
Therefore, a joint luxury brand is an extremely effective way to enhance the prestige of a brand.
是，但是和国际大牌联名，首先价格就不便宜。
However, the price of co-branded products with international brands is not cheap.
像 LV 这种国际大品牌
Like international luxury brands such as RV,
没个几千万
Without a few million,
根本没戏
No way.
再有像你这么个小牌子
There are also some small brands like this one.
这种国际奢侈大品牌
This international luxury brand,
就算你给人家钱
calculate how much money you give to someone,
人家都未必愿意跟你联名。
Not everyone is willing to collaborate with you.
那怎么办
What to do?
蹭呗。
It's getting there.
舔着脸硬蹭。
To brazenly approach and try to get attention.
所以你看一审判罚的茉莉奶白的一千多万的罚款。
So, you see that the first instance judgment imposed a fine of over 10 million on Jasmine White.
看着挺多。
Looks like a lot.
但实际上相当于他用了人家四年多的联名款啊。
But in fact, it's equivalent to him using someone else's collaboration for 4 years.
再加上2300多家门店的侵权规模，这么一算
，Adding the scale of infringement from over 2,300 stores，
跟这种国际大牌联名
，Collaborating with international brands，
一年才200多万的使用费
，Less than 2 million per year。
茉莉奶白即使输了官司
，Even if she loses the lawsuit，
她也不亏。
He didn't lose out.
他真的是够鸡贼的。
He is really a sly one.
更鸡贼的是，通过蹭 LV 这次事件。
What's even more interesting is that by capitalizing on the LV incident,
茉莉奶牌短视频账号仅仅两天就涨粉十多万。
The Jasmine Milk short video account gained over 100,000 followers in just 2 days.
本来可能还有很多人不知道这个牌子。
There were probably still many people who didn't know this brand.
这场官司一下来，全网都知道了。
This lawsuit has quickly become a hot topic on the internet.
还得到了广大网友的支持。
Also received the support of many netizens.
这要换成广告费。
This should be replaced with advertising costs.
那这曝光价值几个亿都打不住。
This is worth billions, but it's not worth the exposure.
而且对于茉莉奶白来说
And for Jasmine Milk,
还有一个隐性价值。
There is also an implicit value.
我茉莉奶白可是被国际大品牌 LV 告过。
I, Jasmine White, was once stolen by the international luxury brand LV.
你想啊，都能被 LV 亲自下场起诉的奶茶品牌，全球能有几个呀
？How many milk tea brands globally can be sued by LV directly, and what are they thinking about?
这不正是说明了我这牌子牛吗
？Isn't this proof that my brand is great?
更鸡贼的是
，What's even more interesting is，
他还要上诉，这一上诉。
He will also appeal this appeal.
一审判决还没法生效。
The first trial verdict has not yet come into effect.
只要脸皮够厚。
As long as you have thick skin.
二审判决出来之前。
Before the second trial.
他还能再蹭个一两年。
He can still enjoy it for another 1 or 2 years.
就这点心眼啊。
Such a petty person.
全用这上了。
Use this.
所以这次事件说到底就不是道德问题。
Therefore, this incident is not really a moral issue.
更不是什么文化问题。
This is not a cultural issue.
而是个彻头彻尾的商业问题。
It's a purely commercial issue.
那既然茉莉奶白是败诉的一方，是没理的一方。
Since Jasmine White is both the plaintiff and the defendant,
可为什么舆论会更多的偏向于茉莉奶奶这一方呢
But why does the public opinion tend to favor jasmine milk white more?
这个呢，主要有三个原因。
The reasons are mainly three.
第一，就是带节奏营销号常用的民族悲情叙事。
The first is the use of epic tragic narratives by marketing accounts that carry a rhythm.
那帮无良营销号。
Those marketing accounts without foreign backgrounds.
把唐代的宝相花图案跟 LV 的老花纹一对比。
Compare the floral patterns of Tang Dynasty with LV's old flower pattern.
标题再写上 LV 抄袭中国传统纹样。
Title: LV copying Chinese traditional door design.
却反告中国品牌抄袭。视频开头再大喊一句。
However, he continued to accuse Chinese brands of plagiarism, adding another accusation at the beginning of the video.
老祖宗的东西就被洋人抢走了。
Grandma's things were stolen by foreigners again.
这么一顿操作。
With this operation,
什么是非
What is the meaning of life?
对错，什么来龙去脉？
True or false, what is the sequence of events?
通通不管，就得打洋人。想想之前的义和团，不就如此吗？
Everyone is against me, and I have to fight the foreigners. Think about what happened with the Boxers in the past. Wasn't it like this before?
有人真的去关心事实是怎么样的吗？
Does anyone really care about the facts?
有人真的去研究过知识产权保护法吗？
Has anyone really studied intellectual property rights law? One,
帮营销号就是抓住民族情绪。
Help marketing accounts by tapping into national sentiment.
这一点，不停的添油加。
This is constantly adding fuel.
加醋，不停的煽动情绪。
The constant provocation.
给自己挣流量。
Generate traffic for yourself.
就这帮营销号。
About these marketing influencers.
一会儿说。
I'll be right back.
我们很强大，什么什么领先，什么什么。
We are strong in everything, leading in all aspects.
第一。
First.
这会儿又说洋人抢我们的东西。
Now, they are saying that foreigners are stealing our things again.
你这不前后矛盾吗？
Isn't this contradictory?
你都这么强大了。
You're so powerful.
怎么还是一个公司把你给抢了？抢。
How could it be that a company has taken over your business?
你连国都不用了是吗？
Did you even use a country?
一个公司就能欺负你。
A company is bullying you.
你这叫什么强大呀？
What is this called?
所以你说这帮营销号为了流量
So, you're saying that these marketing influencers are doing it for traffic.
真是逮着什么
I caught whatever I could.
说什么？次次都一样。
What happens every time is the same.
次次还都有人信。
Every time, there are people who believe it.
你讲道理。
You're right.
讲法律，讲一百遍。
Even if you explain the law 100 times,
都不如无良营销号带节奏带情绪的一句话。
Nothing is as effective as a misleading marketing agency's emotional manipulation.
第二个原因呢，是同情弱者。
The second reason is to empathize with the vulnerable.
心理。
Psychology.
社会心理学有个概念叫弱者效应。
In social psychology, there is a concept called the vulnerability effect.
当人们看到力量不对等的时候
When people see an imbalance of power,
双方在博弈的时候
In the game, both sides were playing.
本能的会同情弱者 LV 是国际大品牌
Instinctively, I sympathize with the weak. LV is an international brand.
年收入百亿
Annual revenue of hundreds of billions.
而茉莉奶白才是个创立五年的品牌。
And the purpose of this is simply to establish a brand that has been around for 5 years.
在 LV 面前呢，弱小的不值一提。
In the face of LV, the weak are insignificant.
在这种力量悬殊的对比下
In this stark contrast,
公众很容易把该事件解读成国际大牌欺压本土小品牌。
The public often interprets the world as international giants oppressing local small brands.
毕竟绝大多数人在生活中啊都是弱势的一方。
After all, most people are in a disadvantaged position in life.
绝大多数人都有被欺压的经历。
Most people have experienced being bullied.
所以很容易就会和弱者产生共情。
Therefore, it is easy to empathize with the weak.
同情
Sympathy.
弱者
Weak.
本质上也就是同情自己嘛。
In essence, it's just pitying oneself.
而第三个原因就是国货情节。
The third reason is the national brand effect.
这几年呢
In recent years,
国潮兴起也诞生了一批国货拥趸。
The rise of Guochao national trend has also given birth to a group of loyal supporters of domestic brands.
茉莉奶白主打的是国潮茶元素。
Molly focuses on national style tea elements.
支持茉莉奶白就等于支持国货。
Supporting jasmine milk is equivalent to supporting domestic products.
爱国赛道。
National track,
虽然拥挤
although crowded,
但是呢还挺管用
but it still works.
那么问题来了
so the question is,
LV 这么大一个全球公司
LV is a very large global company.
难道就不知道起诉茉莉奶白会引发舆论围攻吗
Didn't they know that filing a lawsuit against jasmine milk white would trigger public backlash?
难道他不怕掉粉
Doesn't he get scared of falling?
不怕挨骂
Don't be afraid of criticism.
不怕影响销售吗
Are you afraid of being affected by sales?
再说一个反常识的结论
Let's state another counterintuitive conclusion.
他还真不怕
He was really fearless.
而且不仅不怕挨骂
Not only are they not afraid of being scolded,
还有可能骂 LV 的人越多
the more people who can insult LV, the better.
买 LV 的人就越多
the more people buy LV, the more.
听起来特匪夷所思是吧
It sounds really unbelievable, right?
别急哈
Don't rush.
再听我聊聊这个奢侈品的底层逻辑
Let me talk more about the underlying logic of luxury goods.
这个奢侈品啊
This luxury item.
说到底他做的就不是卖货的生意。
Ultimately, he wasn't in the business of selling goods.
之前有个挺火的
There was a very popular one before.
遇见小面事件
Encountering the small face event.
同样也是商标维权。
Also, trademark infringement.
上市公司遇见小面起诉了一家街边小店。
The company, Ewan Zyro, is suing a small shop on the street.
最后被全网骂的公开道歉。
The last public apology that was widely criticized online.
那么这个遇见小面为什么要公开道歉呢？
So, why does the encounter with Zyromia need to apologize publicly?
因为遇见小面是大众餐饮品牌。
Because Zyromia is a popular restaurant brand.
它是卖货的生意逻辑。
It's the logic of doing business.
它的目标客户群就是普通人，把普通人得罪了。
His target customer group is ordinary people, and he offends ordinary people.
人家都不来。
Nobody comes.
里边吃了。
You've eaten.
就没法干了。但。
You can't do it.
LV 这个逻辑它不同。它。
But this LV logic is different.
是奢侈品。奢。
He is a luxury item.
奢侈品做的是定义阶层的生意逻辑。大。
Luxury goods are based on the business logic of defining social status.
大众品牌最怕的是被所有人梳理，而
The most feared thing for the Volkswagen brand is to be alienated by everyone.
奢侈品牌最怕的是被所有人亲近。
Luxury brands are most afraid of being accessible to everyone.
如果人人都说你好，那
If everyone says hello,
那就不是奢侈品了。
Then it's not a luxury item.
大家都喜欢，那
Everyone likes it.
怎么产生区分和隔离呢？
How does differentiation and isolation arise?
不能产生与大众的区分和隔离。
Cannot create distinction and isolation from the public.
那又怎么能定义阶层呢？
How can we define class?
所以奢侈品卖的就是距离感、阶层感。
Therefore, luxury goods sell on the sense of distance and class.
那这区分和隔离是怎么建立起来的呢？
So, how were these distinctions and separations established?
就是靠大多数人的不认可。
It's all about the lack of recognition from most people.
您想想，普通人说到奢侈品。
Think about ordinary people when they talk about luxury goods.
他第一个反应会是什么？
What would be his first reaction?
就这么个破包，卖得那么贵。
It's just a cheap package being sold for such a high price.
根本不值那个价。
It's not worth that much.
这就是智商税。
This is the IQ tax.
就是坑人钱的。
It's just about cheating people out of their money.
您看普通人是不是大部分都是这么想的？
Do you think most ordinary people are like that?
而真正买得起 LV 的人。
And the people who can truly afford LV are.
要的就是你们这么想。
That's exactly what I wanted.
我就是要花大价钱去买这个废物。
I insist on buying this junk at a high price.
这样我就能告诉你们这些买不起 LV 的人。
That way, I can tell these people who can't afford LV.
我的钱花不完。
I have plenty of money.
就连我买的废物。
Even the trash I bought.
你们这帮人都买不起。
You guys can't afford it.
从经济学上讲
From an economic perspective,
这个就叫炫耀型浪费。
This is called wasteful extravagance.
这才是有钱人买奢侈品的底层逻辑。
This is the underlying logic that wealthy people buy luxury goods.
在他们眼里，骂 LV 的人
In their eyes, people who criticize LV are
恰好是用来隔离区分的参照物。
It is used as a reference for isolation and differentiation.
这帮人越骂
These people are getting more and more angry.
就说明这个品牌就不是给他们准备的，那是我们这些人才该享受的东西。
This means that this brand is not for us talented people to enjoy.
所以 LV 被普通网友骂。
Therefore, LV was criticized by ordinary netizens.
那不是一天两天了。
It's not a day or two.
但这些对他的核心客户非但没有负面影响。
But these measures did not have a negative impact on his core customers.
反而是有正面的效果。
However, it actually has a positive effect.
因为它强化了 LV 的高端个性与与众不同的标签。
Because he enhanced LV's high-end and unique brand image.
还有很多网友自以为很聪明。
There are many netizens who think they are very smart.
找个厕所类似 LV 的图案，嘲讽 LV。
Find a toilet similar to LV's pattern and mock LV.
然后底下一大帮人跟着瞎起哄。
Then a large group of people followed suit and started to riot. You?
这根本就不是在打击 LV.
This is not about attacking LV.
你这是在帮他。
You are helping him.
你那所谓的买个 LV.
You say you bought an LV.
就是带个厕所在身上的言论。
The speech that includes the mention of toilets.
自以为很高明，很得意。
He thought he was very clever and proud.
其实这些话对 LV 一点伤害都没有。
Actually, these words don't hurt LV at all.
在 LV 和 LV 客户的眼里。
In the eyes of LV and its customers.
这就是一帮买不起 LV 的底层人的狂欢。
This is a cannibal of the poor who can't afford LV.
你越这么说
The more you say that,
他们就越觉得你这是底层人的穷酸妒忌心理。
They would feel that you are just a poor and envious person from the lower class.
他们就越有优越感。
They become more and more arrogant.
就越觉得自己比你们都高级。
I feel like I'm more sophisticated than you.
真正能对 LV 造成伤害的言论。
Statements that truly damage LV.
那是用更高级的奢侈品品牌对比。
That's a comparison of more luxurious and high-end brands.
他做出档次不够的言论。
It makes statements that are not up to par.
这才是 LV 最怕的。
This is what LV fears the most.
比如有钱人都用爱马仕。
For example, the rich use Hermes.
连家里的佣人都不用 LV, 嫌丢人。
Even the domestic helpers don't use LV because they feel it's embarrassing.
这话要是满天飞。
If this were to be said everywhere,
有钱人谁还买 LV 啊?
Who would buy LV if they have money?
这才是有效杀伤。
This is the real way to kill.
当然我不是教大家这么说哈。
Of course, I'm not teaching you how to say it like this.
我就是举个例子。
Here's an example.
说明奢侈品品牌的逻辑。
Explain the logic of luxury brands.
大家千万别模仿。
Everyone, please don't imitate.
还有一点 ,LV 的客户啊。
There's also a customer from LV.
不会因为 LV 告了一个奶茶店就不买了。
I won't stop buying milk tea just because LV sued a milk tea shop.
恰恰相反。
On the contrary.
他们反而会觉得更应该买。
They will actually feel like they should buy more.
因为他们会觉得 LV 连一个奶茶店都不放过。
Because they would think that LV wouldn't even miss out on a milk tea shop.
那说明他对自己的品牌保护是非常严格的。
That means he is very strict about protecting his brand.
这正好说明这个品牌在乎它的品牌价值，越是在乎品牌价值。
This perfectly illustrates that the brand cares more about its own brand value.
品牌才越有价值。
The more valuable a brand, the better.
保护好品牌价值就是保护好那些客户手里包的价值。
Protecting brand value is about protecting the value that customers hold in their hands.
所以以此类推 ,LV 告其他的商家。
Therefore, LV sued other businesses.
甚至最近又起诉了国家知识产权局。
Recently, they even filed a lawsuit against the National Intellectual Property Administration.
也是这个道理。
The same goes for this.
这个事儿呢，大家也不必惊讶。LV 已经告过知识产权局六次了。
This matter doesn't need to surprise anyone. LV has already been accused by the Intellectual Property Office 6 times.
这属于他的常规操作了，这么多年。
This has been his usual way of doing things for so many years.
也没什么事儿。
Nothing's wrong.
这其实是已经很寻常的一件事了。
This is actually a very common thing.
所以这些呢，其实都是这个道理。
So, these are all based on this principle.
就算 LV 明知道他打有些官司。
Even if LV knew that he was involved in some lawsuits.
他会输。
He will lose.
他也要向他的客户展现他维护品牌的决心。
He also needs to demonstrate his commitment to maintaining the brand to his clients.
从而保持品牌的高溢价。
This helps maintain the brand's premium positioning.
以上这些就是做奢侈品的底层逻辑。
These are the underlying principles of luxury goods.
所以总结这个事件呢
So, to summarize this event,
法律是手段
Law is a means.
对，舆论是工具
Opinion is a tool.
只有商业利益才是各方的最终目的
The ultimate goal of all parties is commercial interests.
法庭和舆论场的输赢是一回事儿。
The outcome in the courtroom and in the public opinion arena are intertwined.
生意场的输赢
The outcome of a business deal.
那是另一回事儿。
That's another matter.
这里边没有那么多的民族情绪。
There are not so many ethnic emotions here.
也没有人不让你用宝相花图案，跟文化入侵
I'm not asking you to use the treasure chest pattern.
更没有半毛钱关系。
None of that matters.
所以
Therefore,
生意的本质往往不是你对我错。
The essence of business is not about you being right and me being wrong.
你死我活。
You die, I live.
而是各取所需。
Instead, they take what is useful to them.
需各得其所。
To each their own.
记得点赞。
Don't forget to like.
关注哦。
Pay attention.